This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The more I think about this presidential race that's setting up, it looks like it may very well be Joe Biden versus President Donald Trump, the better I feel. We conservatives have many reasons to feel excellent about our prospects. And I'm going to tell you, you can be a naysayer. I get how you've been trained to think negatively. I'm going to Tony Robbins you today, because let me tell you something. You need to be celebrating where you are right now, feeling good about who you are. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That's what we do. But I don't do it. You know, I'm not Pinocchio going, and you can be somebody, and you watch my nose grow. You are somebody. You are somebody special. You are smarter than the elites. You may not have as much money. You may not enjoy the things that they seem to enjoy. But let me tell you something. You are smarter than they. And they envy you in so many ways. Your lives are so much better than theirs. They envy you. I was with a friend of mine who is a multi-billionaire, and I'm going to tell you, he openly said, you know what? We are he's like, man, we are too far from the pulse of the nation. We are detached. That's why we're scared. And you know what scares him? I'm going to give you a little secret. I'm going to tell you something. He didn't say this to me, but I'm going to tell you what the elites are afraid of on both sides of this thing. They are afraid of the power that they wield. They can make phone calls and things happen. They don't want to lose that. It's an amazing thing. One of my friends was telling me how he calls meetings with Congress and he's wanting to get things done and things like that. And I'm going, man, you know, that's a pretty good feeling to know I can do it. Let me give it to you this way. I have friends that are in special forces. If I am captured anywhere in the world, if they don't kill me quick, I have friends that will come get me. Do you understand how good that feels when you have a network in place that you say, call this person in the event of my if I were to leave the country, I would leave instructions for people to go, this is who you call if I don't come back. If you don't hear from me, make this phone call. And there are people ready to go to help me. You know, people within the government who are going to say, let's go get this guy back. That's a pretty good feeling. I want you to understand, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. If you have a problem, you have somebody at the highest level who's willing to help you solve your problem, and you have access. That's what they miss. But while they're up there in that, you know, ethereal air, the problem is down at ground level, there are people facing day-to-day issues. And so these guys are going, yeah, I'm getting my problem solved, blah, blah, blah. But here you are down at the bottom going, we got problems that everybody's facing. You know, everybody's not trying to build a plant in China or put a building in the middle of Manhattan. People are dealing with, you know, why is the gas prices so high? Why is my rent keep going up? Why are they forcing people in, refugees and this and that? These people don't get it up there. That's not things they're facing. So you figured it out and you made a change. And Donald Trump, man, let me tell you something. This guy knows how to work the crowd. He knows how to work the system. This man, let me tell you something. The thing that they hate the most about Donald Trump, everybody, you know what it is? They hate his tweeting, right? Donald Trump doesn't tweet wildly. I know many people think that of his tweets. They say, he's a madman, Kevin. He's a madman. He's crazy. Have you seen what he tweets? Let me tell you something, folks. This man has he's got a strategy for everything. Don't let these clowns fool you. He knows exactly what he's doing. If you revisit Donald Trump's tweets, you'll find some interesting things, particularly his timing. Trump tweets about things on his mind and usually what some consider controversial, and he's in front of the controversy, well in front. Go back to his very first tweet about Mexico, right? His comments about Mexico and building the wall and all that whole stuff. Big issue, border security. things he knows are going to trigger the left. And it did. It did exactly that. Even those things that those who aren't used to Republicans fighting back on. You know what I'm saying? Here's Donald Trump going, yeah, we're going to build that wall. Oh, he's going to build a wall. He's xenophobic. He hates Mexicans. Huh? You know what? We're going to build a wall. We're going to make Mexico pay for it. Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Yeah, he did. That's what he said. That's what he tweeted. And then he goes out and he says it. And he continues to reinforce it. And suddenly it's a megaphone. It goes from just being a guy going, yeah, I'm going to build a wall, you know, whatever. It becomes, he's building a wall, and he's going to make Mexico pay for it. He's not going to make Mexico pay for it. Yeah, he would make Mexico pay. And so, you know what? When we did MAGA the movie, and the catchphrase was, it's a big, beautiful movie, and Mexico's going to pay for it. You know what people do? They laugh. They go, oh, man, that is great. You know why they get it? They get the joke? Because that's exactly what Donald Trump did. He says, we're going to build that wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. And you know what Mexico's doing with that trade deal? They're paying for that wall. Oh, it didn't really come out of their money and this and that. You know how the Democrats had to spin it? It didn't do this or that, man. It wasn't really what they said. Yes, it was. Mexico's paying for that wall. You think Donald Trump's going to let the traitors off the hook? I'm skipping gears here, but I'm talking about his tweets, right? You think he's going to let these traitors off the hook? He's been tweeting about them for 3 years. He's been telling you it is a witch hunt. These people are guilty. Why isn't this person in jail? Why haven't you been investigating this? Do you think that that is by happenstance? Do you think that he is putting this out there and there's no conclusion coming? In music, we call it a resolve, where you know, dun, 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 boom. You know it's got to go somewhere. It's a resolve. You know, Donald Trump knows how to get the resolve. He puts it all out there in front of the game. He's putting it in front. And then guess what happens? Boom, the wall starts being built. Why isn't Comey in jail? Huh? Why isn't Comey in jail? Why are you not looking at Clapper? Why are you not looking? And boom. What do you think's going to, you think that it's just hanging out? It's a hanging Chad? Is, you know, nobody's going to pick that Chad off? This guy is brilliant. It's setting up a strategy, telling you what's about to happen, foreboding. He's a soothsayer. Might as well be reading a crystal ball. But he doesn't have to read a crystal ball because he knows the game. Attorneys go, don't ask a question unless you know the answer. Donald Trump says, I'm not putting out a tweet unless I know where I'm going with this. I got to be able to predict the future. And then I need to be able to orchestrate it. Guys, you got a smart president. I want to talk about a tweet that he did that's really going to resonate. Then I want to talk about Joe Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band?
Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Trump's tweet strategies driving people crazy. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. El Jefe would be me. And I'm talking about Donald Trump and his ability to tweet, but not as a just as a trigger. Donald Trump, it lays things out in his tweets. This isn't a joke for him. There may be some comedic of things that come from it, and in fact, I think Donald Trump is funnier than any of the leftist comedians that are out there. He has stolen comedy from them. Again, more of the entertainment. Tweets for entertainment, tweets for business updates, tweets for whatever, but he is a communicating machine. And I asked earlier, do you think he's going to let the traitors off the hook? 3 years waiting on justice. And just like at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where Trump got roasted and decided to get back at leftists by what? Running for president and winning. He went to that White House Correspondents' Dinner thinking, you know what, this will be fun. This is what they do. And you know what they did? They roasted him. It was not a White House Correspondents' Dinner. It was Barack Barry Obama, baby black Jesus, deciding he was going to get back at Donald Trump. And you know what he did, man? He absolutely awakened the Kraken. So, Russian collusion, Ukraine obstruction, and, you know, whatever else, right? like when Ford finally beat Ferrari in the Le Mans. Ford had said earlier, I'm going to be there to see that victory. Well, you know what Enzo Ferrari had done? He called Ford a fat pig, Henry Ford II. He says, tell him he is not his father or his grandfather, whatever. I don't remember which. But the point was, Enzo Ferrari picked a fight with Ford. He was going bankrupt, and he decided to pick a fight. It is exactly the same as the Democrats. They're going bankrupt, and they decide, you know what? We have too much of pride. We're going to pick a fight with the bigger Ford. All he does is make a bunch of machines and sell them at a profit. I make onesie twosies and can't pay my bills, but I'm going to pick a fight with the big guy. And when they brought that message back to Henry Ford, he says, really? You know what we're going to do, guys? We're going to go build a race car and win Le Mans. And that's what they did. And you know why I like telling that story? Because it is about American ingenuity, Americans overcoming something that we weren't even into. But when we put our minds to it, we say, take that, Enzo Ferrari. Sure. Would you rather own a Ferrari today or Ford? Give me the Ferrari. I understand. But as far as the companies go, give me Ford. See, that's what we do. We will make a point when you get to us. And that's what Donald Trump does. He says, you know what? He creates all the things that his tweets really get these people going. And you know what he's doing right? He's got them infighting. Think about what he did just recently. He's got them thinking about Bernie. Here's what he said. Bernie, they're going to steal the nomination from you. You better watch them, Bernie. They're thieves. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. But he essentially said, Bernie, they're going to do it again. You think that message was to Bernie? No. Bernie is a wealthy man. Bernie's going to stay a wealthy man. He will retain his seat as a senator. And Bernie's happy. He's very happy. He can get out there and be angry about the billionaires. But Bernie the millionaire ain't so mad anymore. It's tough to be mad when you're wearing fine Italian suits and driving beautiful German cars and have, what do you call this place, a cabin? Everyone's got he didn't call it a cabin, he called it something else, I don't remember, but you know what I'm talking about. But Donald Trump is talking to Bernie supporters. See, the people that actually believe the nonsense Bernie's spewing out. He's talking to them. He's saying, they're stealing it from him. And then when Bernie capitulates, Donald Trump's going to say, he was part of it. He was never in it for you. He talks a big game, but he doesn't do it. And guess what? The Democrats know they're afraid. Yeah. Donald Trump, do you think he put that tweet out there without knowing how much coverage it would get? Do you believe? I'm just asking these questions because, you know, I'm Kevin Jackson. I'm stuck in my own way. Sometimes I'm not always right. I've been wrong once or twice, but here's the thing. Do you think that Donald Trump didn't know how much coverage that's going to get, or that the Bernie of Bus people, the polling for them, he's feeding their fears and their angst, and he did it with a simple tweet. So no matter what Bernie does, his base is going to be upset. And for the record, they should be. Because Bernie is a sellout. He sold him out the first time. Now he's selling him out a second time. And Donald Trump is telling him, hey, Bernie, they're cheating you. He's setting him up. They're cheating me? Yeah, Bernie, they're cheating you. Then why did you suddenly give in, Bernie? Why are you now supporting Joe? I will support Joe Biden over President Trump no matter what. Really? That's not the thing you're telling your folks. They don't support Joe Biden. And Donald Trump's not going to let him. So no matter what Bernie does, his base is going to be upset. Remember how hard Democrats voted to keep the Democrats voting Democrat when Hillary sold Bernie out, got Obert, called him in, you know, made him a deal, told him to take a bite of that apple? You remember that? That convention, let me tell you, I watched it. There was booing. I mean, it, as a unifying group, man, Democrats looked, they looked ugly. They looked bad. Bad news. They practically begged the Bernie voters to vote for Hillary. That was when the hashtag Bernie or bust was born. And I'm going to tell you something. The people, the many of the people that supported Bernie Sanders in 2016, they will never go back to him. Then those that supported him and said, okay, he's at it again. He's got momentum. Woo, we're back in the race. And guess what? Somebody ripped the tires, ripped the whole drivetrain off of their car. That's what's happening right now. You know what old Bernie's doing? Bernie's helping them do. Bernie's the one throwing the monkey wrench into the gears. So this is what's going on. And, woo, Donald Trump recognizes it. By the way, that's not the only thing that Donald Trump recognizes, because when we go into the next segment, I want to talk about Joe Biden. And the Democrats putting their hopes on a man who is the biggest liar in politics, number one, and who is brain damaged, number two. I can't even imagine a strategy where I would say, you know what? I'm going to pick a guy who's got a trail of lies, and he's also brain dead. And, oh, by the way, number three has a history of stupid comments, racist comments. He's so stupid he doesn't even realize they're racist. Remember when Joe Biden said, you know, something about the rich kids and getting, you know, implying that all black kids are poor and that, you know, they're the ones that, I don't even remember the quote, but you'll know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about. I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about that. So Democrats are in bad shape and they know it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus concerns continue to dominate the news, including the impacts they're having on the markets. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 2,000 points in early trading today. A massive sell-off at the opening bell triggered market circuit breakers, which halted trading for 15 minutes, the first time they've been triggered in 11 years. CNBC's Andrew Ross Sorkin says there are other factors in play here, including an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Crude prices have now dropped 21%, which means effectively that there are going to be some energy companies in the United States and elsewhere that effectively could go out of business.
The State Department's warning people to avoid traveling by cruise ship because of the coronavirus until further notice, noting that the risk of contracting the illness is increased on a cruise ship. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So you want to face Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders? That's my question.
Okay, I was all set for Bernie because I thought it was going to happen. You know, we get ready for things, right? So mentally, I'm all set for Bernie. Communist, I had everything down. He's a communist. I was all set. And then we have this crazy thing that happened, right? On Tuesday, which he thought was Thursday. But he also said 150 million people were killed with guns and he was running for the United States Senate. Support me, I'm running for the United States. There's something going on there.
Welcome back, everybody. There's Donald Trump stealing my thunder. There's something going on there. Yeah, Bernie, the communist, I was all set, and a crazy thing happened. The dude with dementia actually won. Now, let me tell you something. People are issuing President Trump warnings. These warnings are meant to help the president stay out of harm's way politically to avoid the minefields, right? Now, most recently, pundits cautioned the president not to take Bernie Sanders lightly. They said he is formidable. I'm not kidding you. I watched tweet after tweet. Charlie Kirk said, look, conservatives, Bernie Sanders, he's a big deal. You better watch out for Bernie Sanders. And then Sarah Sanders, Huckabee, she comes out, or Huckabee Sanders, she says, hey, listen, everybody, you can't take Bernie Sanders too lightly. Oh, my gosh. Political heavyweights, don't underestimate Bernie and his following. Do I need to tell you I scoffed at the notion? I was tweeting things out like, Bernie Sanders has as much chance of being president as the neighborhood Tomcat. He's not going to be president. By the way, Joe Biden is not going to be president ever. By the way, Hillary Clinton will never be president. For the record, everybody who ran in the Democratic Party this time around, none of them will ever see the inside of the Oval Office as President of the United States. Am I clear enough? I can be wrong about who they choose, but guess what? They didn't have many choices. They had to narrow down to one buffoon, and it appears that buffoon is Joe Biden. I know America has changed over the decades, folks, and yes, the radical left has a boisterous voice in politics and everything that we do. But America hasn't reached a point where we would elect the communist over the best president in modern history. And I know this. I believe this despite all the media hoopla over the youngsters, the Gen Xers and the millennials all wanting free stuff. Because you know what? They're getting of an age, certainly the millennials, where they're going, it doesn't make as much sense as we thought. It isn't free. The silent majority of young Americans have no interest in a 78-year-old socialist sellout. Now, why am I talking about Bernie? Because I want to be clear that the people that claim they have political astuteness over you and I don't have it. Common sense told me, give me Bernie Sanders. Put Bernie Sanders anywhere in America and tell me he can rally the truth. Oh, he's still got young people voting for him. And these young that. These are young putzes. You are never going to listen to the students. We always go to the college campuses and we get the radicals. But you know what the other students are doing? Getting their degrees to get out to go to work. They're not listening. We give too much voice to the radicals. The putz who decried millionaires and billionaires until he became a millionaire. One of the two various sought-after categories of economic strata, meaning you and I want to be millionaires and billionaires. You know what your kids want to be? Millionaires and billionaires. Now, we don't put money ahead of our happiness. We're not consumed by it. But guess what? Why do you think people play the lottery? Why do you think people invent things? Or my son will come up to me, my youngest son, hey, Dad, I got a new invention. And I'm like, why you got a new invention? Because I'm going to be a millionaire, man. I'm going to be rich. Why do you think kids are striving to be rap stars in the black community? Why do you think kids are out there, going to baseball camps and football camps and basketball camps and soccer camps and everything, so they can be happy? No, they want to be millionaires. Every single one of those guys, they want to be, is the career good? Yeah. Why do you think people go to acting school? You think, I just want to pursue my craft, man. No, they all think they're going to go to Hollywood and be millionaires. And you know what happens? This reality hits them and they go, you know what? Let me just go be happy in my career. And God bless them. But Bernie wants to attack him. We want to be millionaires and billionaires. No, most of us have dreams of being in yachts and hanging out. I mean, if you're a guy, you're driving around with a yacht with a whole bevy of beautiful babes that, adore you. And you go into the club and everybody just opens the door. Hey, Kev, what's up, Mr. Jackson? Boom. Why do you think Hollywood makes movies like that? It's antithetical to the American thinking to go, we're going to penalize these people that we idolize. It creates a conflict within your own self. So Bernie the sellout disparages the billionaires, but even brain-dead zombies see through Sanders. But now, conservatives issue warnings to the president, and they say, don't take Sanders lightly. Sanders wasn't even going to make it through the primary. I said this, because Sanders himself is already suspect. That's number one. And number two, James Carville tipped off the rest of America to what I and many of you knew was the future for Sanders. The Democrats would plot to destroy him. It's their duty. I doubt the president took these people seriously anyway. I watched the Scranton town hall where the clip we played, that was the president doing a town hall in Scranton, PA, where they're asking him, what do you think? He's like, yeah, hey, I thought, I might be facing Sanders. But you know what? Funny thing happened on the way. I got old stupid Joe. Crazy Joe. A crazy thing happened, the president said. And he's right. Didn't take long for the new warnings, though, folks. New warnings to the president. Now the pundit said, hey, President Trump, maybe you shouldn't discuss Biden's dementia. Here's what the Daily Caller wrote. Republicans are preparing full court press on former Joe Biden's mental illness for fitness in office in the event that if he wins the Democratic presidential nomination, GOP sources told the Daily Caller News Foundation. Biden's former rival candidates made a handful of references to the issue over the course of the campaign. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro made a veiled jab at Biden's mental fitness before walking it back. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker questioned Biden's ability to carry the ball across the end line without fumbling. Ohio Rep. Tim Ryan said Biden is declining and lacks clarity when he speaks. But by and large, Biden's fellow Democrats have been hesitant to press the issue beyond making passing comments. So Biden's dementia is off limits, right? According to Democrats, they just they teased around the periphery. They didn't want to go right at it and say, you know what, this dude is bat crap guano crazy, and he should not even be anywhere near the Oval Office or certainly a nuclear button, the football, which Biden, you know, told some secrets about the football not too long ago. Well, good luck with that. The reason almost all of the Democratic challengers lost, why all of them are sitting on the sideline today, is they didn't push Biden on his dementia. If somebody had said, look, guys, I'm going to be the person that brings this up. Joe Biden has a history of not only being a liar, but he can't even remember his lies. This is not the man you're going to want running for you, because let me tell you, the pressure is tough with us just inside of our primary, but when he faces Donald Trump, you better have sharpened your steel, because that man is going to run a difficult campaign. If he could beat Hillary Clinton in 2016, we must take him seriously, and we have to have a message. I'm telling you what Democrats should have told each other, and they should have said, Joe Biden is not the person to do it. Joe Biden has a record of being a big fat liar, and I'm going to talk about that a little later in the broadcast. He's got a record of being a big fat liar. He's got a record of saying things that are racially insensitive. He's got a record against women that, quite frankly, the Me Too movement should have already knocked him out. There is no way this guy is going to get past Donald Trump. But worse than that, he has dementia. And here's some of the things that he said and done that I can prove it to you. Now, if anybody had said, of course, you know, they're not going to say that because it's political suicide. Leftists don't want you to know the truth about how can you do that? Who else do we have? Because, and you know why nobody took him on? Because old Bernie was out there. Bernie was the one getting all the press. If you destroy Biden, Bernie was the one with too much momentum. Nobody else had that kind of momentum. And that presented a major problem for the Democrats. But don't think that they didn't want it done. They wanted somebody to take old crazy, creepy Joe out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Clearly, Joe Biden has some form of dementia. And the people that were running against him ignored it. They had no choice because if they took down Biden, it left room for Bernie. That's it in a nutshell. They don't want Biden. I said this. I said that if you look at what the Democrats are talking about, they're saying things like, oh, my goodness, we dodged a bullet with Bernie. Thank goodness we don't have Bernie. But they're not going, yay, we got Biden. There is no celebration of Biden. There's only a celebration that it's not going to be Bernie. But now they face a whole other issue. And this is not the only issue. I'm going to talk later about Joe Biden's past. We've talked about it before. I didn't think we were going to have to talk about it. I didn't think Biden was going to make it. But see, what happened is, when the number two guy in the race is a crazy communist, who isn't even a Democrat, he's an independent, and you've allowed him to become a cancer in your party, then guess what? They couldn't torch Biden. Who did they want? I don't know, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar? Julian Castro, Wayne Messam. I mean, they had a whole series of clowns over there. I couldn't imagine having to pick them. I would hate to be a Republican, and those were our choices. It would be like, well, you could pick Lindsey Graham or Lindsey Graham or Lindsey Graham or Lindsey Graham. I'm sorry, no. You know, I don't want Lindsey Graham. Lucky for us, we had some pretty good choices, and you know what? Spartacus won. Donald Spartacus Trump. Anyway, President Trump sees the obvious. Biden is brain damaged. He's had two brain surgeries. To bring it up is pretty normal. Nobody even mentioned Biden's two brain surgeries. But Trump's not going to let the opportunity pass. Here's what this article talked about with them. They said, Republicans, meanwhile, are preparing to highlight questions about Biden's fitness if he becomes the Democratic nominee. A Trump campaign official told the Daily Caller that Biden's capacity will be an issue in a potential general election matchup, echoing language used by Democratic New York Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who mentioned his capacity. President Donald Trump has repeatedly taken shots at Biden, saying the former vice president is not playing with a full deck and has lost his fastball. Trump's campaign has already churned out videos highlighting Biden's struggles. Biden doesn't have a full deck. And I want you to just, for a minute, come with me, come into Imaginationville, and think of the desperations for Democrats who still see Biden as their only chance to beat Donald Trump. I mean, dude, the Biden is going to beat Trump. Seriously. In 2016, the Democrats selected a flawed, crooked candidate, and they hoped that the Department of Justice was going to stop Trump and allow Hillary Clinton to ascend the throne. It was a foregone conclusion. So Democrats enlisted a racketeer candidate and tried to ensure her victory by cheating. I want you to understand the desperation they felt to bring Hillary. Hillary Clinton, at the time, looked like she was ready to die. I mean, she was passing out, you know, noodling, Secret Service having to hold her up. She needed a cane. She had a catheter bag. I mean, Hillary Clinton was rode hard and put up wet, as they say. But they've outdone themselves when they select a man with dementia. And I want to just give you some of the clips of Joe Biden and showcase his dementia so you get a real idea of what we're talking about. So here's Joe Biden. In February 25th, he talks about running for the Senate.
South Carolina is going to determine who the next president of the United States is going to be. You really are. You're the ones that sent Bill Clinton to the presidency. And you're the ones that sent Barack Obama the presidency. And I have a simple proposition here. I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay? That's all I've really got to say to you. I got 2 minutes and 30 seconds left. I'm looking at the clock down here.
Bill Clinton. Did you hear? He didn't even say Bill Clinton. He said Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. Like he's from New York or something. Bill Clinton. And I voted for Bill Clinton, you know, because he's a cool cat, man. But he goes on to say, you know, Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. And vote for me, vote for me, but vote for the other Biden. Vote for the other Biden. And I guess he thinks, what's his one, Bo? Maybe he thinks Bo is in the race. I'm not even trying to make fun of the dude because, you know, I feel sorry for him, to be honest with you. I said if I were Joe Biden, I'd made all my money. I was part of what the Democrats believe is the best presidency ever. I'd ride off into the sunset with my millions of dollars. He's feathered a nest for everybody in his family. Let it go. But he doesn't. Bill Clinton, vote for the other Biden. I mean, if you don't like it, but give me a chance. I'm just asking you to give me a chance. But Biden had another faux pas. Living in the past. Evident when he said he's looking forward to appointing the first black woman, she's a woman, to the Senate.
Well, I'm looking forward to appointing the first African-American woman to the United States Senate. Not to satisfy anybody, but...
Now, Joe Biden meant the Supreme Court. But not only did he say the wrong thing, his mind isn't even quick enough to catch it. I mean, I've done it on this show. I'm moving quickly, but I'm not running for office. If you say, Kevin, you've got dementia, I'm okay with that. I think everybody suffers from some level of dementia. You forget stuff. You walk into a room, you go, huh, what did I come in here for? I've been doing that my whole life. So I've suffered some form of dementia. Do you remember everything that happens in your life? The answer is no, of course not. So that could be considered a form of dementia. Oh, except we all do it. But you know what we also do? I'll come back and go, I didn't say that. That's not what I meant to say. I meant to say this. Did I just say that? My producer's right. You guys have saw me. I will catch myself. Joe Biden doesn't catch himself. He doesn't catch himself. He just keeps on trucking. Yeah, sorry, Crazy Joe. That ship has sailed. Unfortunately for the Democrats, their first black female senator is Kamala Harris, not somebody you want to necessarily hang your hat on. But anyway, Crazy Joe goes on. He talked about we choose truth over facts when he's giving a speech.
We choose unity over division. We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Gotta love those Freudian slips. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Kevin Jackson, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Gotta love those Freudian slips. August 2019. And what was funny about that particular slip was Biden actually revealed the truth. It was one of those where he kind of got it right. We choose truth over facts. So in other words, we don't use facts to make up our truths. And I use my finger quotes. Now, if Biden had said we use truth and use his finger quotes over facts, I would have said, wink, wink, nah, nah, I get it, Joe. He claimed in February 25th that gun violence killed 150 million people, roughly half of the U.S. population in a decade. Now, again, Pelosi said something a while back about the number of people on welfare. She said 500 million people on welfare. We lambasted her at the time. This was 8 years ago, 9 years ago. We blasted her. We knew that she wasn't talking about 500 million. It was 500,000. Joe Biden, talking about 150 million, he probably meant 150,000. But again, he didn't even hear himself. And then he doesn't correct. And he didn't even come back and later and say, look, guys, you knew I slipped up. He can't. Joe Biden, Mr. Self-Deprecating in many other circumstances, cannot come back later and say, yeah, I misspoke. I'm in 150,000. But the bigger point was, might as well be 150 million. If he really believes guns are dangerous, he could. Here's what I would have said. I would have said, look, 150,000, 150 million. You know it was a slip of the tongue, right? But the bigger point, it's killing a lot of people, more than the wars. And at some point, it will be 150 million. Now, I'm not anti-gun, so I'm never going to say something stupid like that. But if I was in his position as a politician, that's what I would have said. I would have come back and said, hey, this is it. It's 150,000 a day, but at some point, it's going to be 150 million. The proliferation of guns has but one course, you know, whatever. I would have, if you're going to lie big and make it, you know, at least give somebody some rationale behind the lie. In a debate last September, Biden slipped by saying he's vice president of the United States. He then called Bernie Sanders the president of the country.
And if you notice, nobody's yet said how much it's going to cost the taxpayer. I hear this large savings. The president thinks, my friend Vermont thinks that the employer is going to give you back if you negotiate his union all these years, got a cut in wages because you got insurance. They're going to give back that money to the employee?
Matter of fact, they will.
Well, let me tell you something. For a socialist, you got to, for a socialist.
That was Biden arguing with Bernie Sanders on the cost of his program and referring to him as president. Well, these guys are going to have to slug it out. I'm anxious to see the outcome.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.